Hey there, deep divers. You know those expensive CRM platforms? Today we're ditching those and
Yeah.
building our own CRM
Oh.
with Google Sheets and Apps.
That's a cool idea.
Get ready to be amazed by how much power we can unlock by turning a spreadsheet into a dynamic, tailor-made CRM.
I think what's really cool about this approach is that anyone can create a CRM that perfectly fits their needs.
Right. And you don't even need to be a programmer.
Nope.
Because we're starting with Google Sheets,
Which everyone knows.
something most of us are already comfortable with,
For sure.
and then we're going to supercharge it with ApptScript.
That's great.
It's like taking a bicycle and adding a rocket engine.
Exactly. And you know what's really great about Google Sheets? It's inherently collaborative.
Okay, so I'm sold on the collaboration,
Yeah.
but how do we go from a blank spreadsheet to a fully functioning CRM?
Well, the first step is to think about the core elements
Okay,
of any CRM.
right.
We need to think about how we organize our customer data so we can create separate sheets within our spreadsheet, each with a specific purpose.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like a context sheet to house basic customer information.
So like a digital Rolodex.
Exactly.
Oh,
We'd
okay.
have columns for names,
Makes sense.
emails, phone numbers, company details, and anything else relevant to your business.
Okay, so if I wanted to track every interaction,
Yeah.
like emails, calls, meetings, would
Exactly.
I create a separate sheet for that?
You got it. Let's call it the interaction sheet.
Interactions.
You can record the date,
Okay.
type of interaction notes from the conversation, and maybe even link it to the relevant contact.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm starting to visualize this,
Good.
but I'm still a little fuzzy on how ApptScript actually turns this into a true CRM.
Well, think of ApptScript as the glue that connects everything and automates the magic.
Okay.
Let's say you want to automatically send a follow-up email.
After every meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With ApptScript, you can create a function that checks your interactions sheet for meetings,
All right.
identifies those without a follow-up email,
Okay.
and automatically sends a pre-written email to the corresponding
So
contact.
it's like my own personal assistant right in my spreadsheet.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
I
Can we
know.
see an example of what that app script would look like?
Absolutely. At its core, we're using what are called CRUD operations.
Deed.
Create, read, update, delete.
Yeah, sure.
These are the fundamental actions we perform on our data.
Okay.
In this case, we're primarily reading data from the sheets and then creating a new email.
Okay.
And here's a simplified example. Functions send follow-up email, var spreadsheet, spreadsheet app.get active spreadsheet, var interaction sheet, spreadsheet.get sheet by name interactions, var contact sheet, spreadsheet.get sheet by name contacts functex, var last row interaction sheet.get last row, var follow-up sent interaction sheet.get range row 2.get value, var follow-up sent interaction sheet.get range row 4.get value. If interaction type meeting end.follow-up send, var contact row find contact row interaction sheet.get range row 1.get value, var contact email contact sheet.get range contact row 3.get value, mail app.send email contact email following up just wanted to follow up on our meeting interaction sheet.get range row 4.set value true find contact row contact name contact sheet var last row contact sheet.get value 4 var row 2 row last row plus plus if contact sheet.get range row 1.get value return megason 1.
Return Megzer one.
Okay, that's a lot of code,
Yeah.
but I can see the logic. It's systematically pulling information
Huh.
from different parts of the spreadsheet.
Yep. And using it to automate the follow-up process.
Exactly. And that's just the beginning of what you can do.
Really?
We can get even more creative with dynamic dashboards.
Ooh,
Yeah,
dashboards. I like
yeah.
that.
They can visualize your CRM data.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you could see your top performing leads or your sales pipeline,
Oh, wow.
all updated in real time.
Okay, now you're talking.
Right. We can use Google Sheets built-in tools,
Like what?
pivot tables, and charts to create these dashboards.
Awesome.
And of course, we can use ApptScript to automatically update them.
So my sales team could see their progress in real time
Exactly.
without having to generate
That's
reports.
right.
This is starting to feel like a full-blown CRM platform.
I know, it's pretty
I'm
banana.
excited.
Yeah.
Before we get ahead of ourselves,
Yeah.
what are some of the challenges or limitations with this approach?
Well, one concern might be data size.
Okay. Yeah, Google Sheets has its limits, right?
It does.
What if my CRM gets really large?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Google Sheets can handle a lot of data,
Okay.
but it's not a full-fledged database. So if you start hitting those limits, there are a few strategies we can use.
Like what?
We could split your data across multiple spreadsheets.
Okay.
Or even migrate to a more robust database solution.
Like what?
Google's Firebase.
Okay.
But we can still use your Google Sheets interface as the front end.
Okay, so there are ways to scale up.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Good.
What else? Well, another challenge is data consistency.
Yeah. Okay.
When multiple team members are entering data,
yeah,
there's always a risk of errors.
True.
But AppScript can help here, too.
How?
We can use it to implement data validation rules.
So, like, making sure email addresses are formatted correctly.
Exactly.
That phone numbers are the correct length.
That's right.
I like it.
Yeah.
So we can prevent bad data from getting into the system.
Exactly.
This custom CRM is shaping up to be pretty powerful.
It is.
And we haven't even talked about the advanced features yet.
I know, right?
Okay, what do you say we dive deeper into those possibilities?
Yeah.
In the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've got this solid foundation in Google Sheets.
Yeah.
We're starting to automate with AppScript.
Right.
But how do we make this feel like a real tool?
Okay.
Something our team will actually enjoy using.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, we can transform our CRM from a simple spreadsheet into a user-friendly application.
Yeah.
We can have custom menus for easy navigation.
Oof.
Interactive dashboards.
I like dashboards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even input forms to make data entry easier.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Let's start with those custom menus.
Yeah.
How do those work?
With AppScript, we can actually create custom menus right within Google Sheets.
No way.
Yeah.
So my team wouldn't have to dig through menus or remember keyboard shortcuts.
Exactly.
They can just have a dedicated CRM menu.
That's right.
With options like add new contact, generate sales report,
yeah,
or even send follow-up emails.
Exactly.
It's like we're streamlining those common tasks.
It really makes the CRM feel more professional. It does, and more intuitive to use.
Definitely. What about those interactive dashboards you mentioned?
Ah, yes. So Google Sheets has built-in tools for creating charts and graphs.
I've seen those.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can go a step further with AppScript.
Huh.
Let's say you want to visualize your sales pipeline.
Okay.
We can create a dashboard that shows deals at different stages.
Okay.
From initial contact to closed one.
Right.
And we can make those charts interactive.
How interactive?
So if you click on a particular stage,
yeah,
it could drill down and show you the specific deals in that stage.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like a real-time command center for my sales team.
Exactly.
What other UI elements can we add?
One of my favorites is the sidebar.
The sidebar.
Yeah. It's a dedicated space within your spreadsheet.
Okay.
Where we can create custom interfaces. So let's say you want a more structured way to input contact information.
Okay.
We could build a form right in the sidebar that guides users through each field.
So instead of typing directly into cells, my team would have this dedicated form that prompts them for the right information in the right format.
That's right. It minimizes typos and missing data.
And we could even add data validation to those forms.
We can.
Using AppScript to make sure email addresses are entered correctly.
Exactly.
To prevent duplicate entries.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all about making the CRM foolproof.
Okay, I'm loving these UI enhancements.
Yeah.
They really elevate the whole experience.
I think so.
But let's not forget about the data itself.
Right.
We talked about integrations earlier.
We did.
Can you give me some examples of how we could connect our custom CRM with other tools?
Absolutely. Imagine your sales team closes a deal in the CRM.
Okay.
And that information automatically flows into your accounting software.
To generate an invoice.
Exactly. Or let's say you want to send targeted email campaigns.
Based on CRM data.
That's right. Okay.
We can connect to your email marketing platform and sync your contact list.
So it's like we're breaking down data silos.
That's right.
I can see how that would save so much time.
It does.
And reduce errors.
Yeah.
What are some tools we can integrate with?
Well, AppScript has this powerful feature.
What's it called?
It's called URL Fetch App.
URL Fetch App.
It lets us communicate with external APIs.
Okay.
And most modern software applications.
Like what?
Like Salesforce,
okay,
HubSpot, or MailChimp, they offer APIs that let us programmatically access their data.
Okay.
We could use URL Fetch App to send requests to these APIs.
So like fetching data,
yeah,
or triggering actions.
Exactly.
So if I wanted to pull in data from my email marketing platform,
yeah,
I could use URL Fetch App to access their API and fetch the latest subscriber info.
You got it.
And that would update my CRM automatically.
That's right.
Or let's say a new lead fills out a form on your website.
Okay.
We can use AppScript to grab that data and automatically create a new contact in your CRM.
That's awesome.
The possibilities are endless.
This is incredible. It's like this custom CRM could become the central hub for all our customer activities.
I think so.
But what about the future?
Okay.
What happens as our business grows and we need more sophisticated features?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I think that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
We've laid this solid foundation.
Right.
But we can keep evolving our CRM to meet our growing needs.
Okay, how?
We can explore more complex data analysis,
right.
Build custom workflows,
mm-hmm.
and even start incorporating artificial intelligence.
AI in my spreadsheet.
Yeah.
To automate decision making.
Exactly.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
I thought you might like that.
Let's dive into those advanced features and see how far we can push the limits.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've explored how to build a custom CRM in Google Sheets.
Yeah.
We've added some UI polish.
Uh-huh.
And we've even talked about integrations.
We have.
But now I want to see this in action.
Okay.
Show me how real businesses are using this approach.
All right, let's start with a scenario that might feel familiar.
Okay.
Imagine a small business, like a local bakery.
I love bakeries.
Me too.
Okay, so what were their pain points?
Well, they were drowning in handwritten notes and spreadsheets everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So they needed a centralized system.
They did.
Something to help them track customer orders, remember preferences.
Exactly.
Maybe even birthdays for a personal touch.
That's right. They wanted something that felt authentic to their business.
Okay.
And their relationships with their customers.
So it was more about community than a cold corporate database.
Exactly.
So what did they do?
They kept it simple.
Okay, I like simple.
A customer sheet stored basic contact details and order history.
Okay.
And another sheet tracked upcoming events like birthdays and anniversaries. Then they used AppScript to automate a few key tasks.
I bet they automated birthday greetings.
They did.
Maybe even reminders about promotions.
Yep. They even set up a system for customers to opt in to text messages.
About special offers or new menu items.
That's right. It was all about creating that personal connection.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Did it make a difference?
It did.
Really?
They streamlined their operations and freed up time for the owners to focus on baking.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
And they saw an increase in customer loyalty.
And repeat business.
That's awesome. Okay. I'm ready for another case study.
All right. Let's shift gears to nonprofits.
Nonprofits.
Imagine an organization dedicated to environmental conservation.
Okay.
They were struggling to manage volunteers for projects and events.
Yeah. I can see how a CRM could be helpful there.
Right. Trying to coordinate schedules, match skills to tasks, keep everyone informed.
It's a lot to handle.
It is.
So what do they do?
They built a custom CRM in Google Sheets.
Okay.
With separate sheets to track volunteer profiles.
Makes sense.
Their skills and interests.
Okay.
And their availability.
All right. How do they use this to improve their volunteer coordination?
They got creative with AppScript.
I like it when we get creative.
They built a system that would automatically match volunteers with projects.
Based on their preferences and schedules.
Exactly. It was like a volunteer matchmaking service.
That's so cool.
It was.
Did they automate anything else?
Yeah, they automated email notifications and reminders.
About upcoming events?
Uh-huh. Shift changes or even just thank you notes.
That would save them so much time.
It did.
Did it work?
It did. They saw a huge increase in volunteer engagement and retention.
That's great.
Volunteers felt appreciated.
Awesome.
And the nonprofit was able to organize projects much more efficiently.
A win-win.
It were.
These case studies are so inspiring.
They are?
They really show how powerful these tools can be.
I think so.
Even for small businesses or nonprofits.
Exactly.
It all comes down to understanding your needs and being willing to experiment.
I agree.
So to all our deep divers out there,
yeah,
we encourage you to explore, experiment, and unlock the power of these tools.
I think everyone should give it a try.
And don't forget to share your thoughts and questions in the comments.
We love hearing from you.
We do. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
It was a good one.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.